In Ohio, parents of severely mentally ill children sometimes face an excruciating decision. In order to get their child costly care, their only option is to sign over custody to the state. Now, those parents are fighting for change and a chunk of Governor Mike DeWine's budget. As a child, Andrew Butler was diagnosed as nonverbal autistic with a severe intellectual disability. When he had outbursts, his dad Mark would wrap his arms around his son. Now, Andrew is 6'2" and more than 200 pounds. Holding him isn't an option anymore. Experts told Mark, when Andrew is acting out, run.
I remember one Thanksgiving where he was having this outburst, and our evacuation plan was everyone run to the basement and lock the door. I remember that Thanksgiving, I didn't move. I said, you know what, it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to eat my Thanksgiving dinner. And I got hurt pretty bad.
Andrew would hit his family members, punch holes in the walls, bite himself and others. Social workers told Mark that Andrew needed to be put into a residential treatment center to balance his medications and unlearn his violent behavior. But Medicaid wouldn't pay for it, and Mark's private insurance wouldn't either. There was only one option.
The only way to get him that care that he needed was to call our children's services agency, Franklin County Children's Services here in Columbus. And ultimately, in order for them to fund that care, we would have to surrender custody to the state.
Some families, like Mark's, give up custody when there are no other options. Other families have reported feeling forced into it or having the custody of their other children be threatened. It's unclear how often this happens because most states don't keep track of the numbers. One study showed at least 12,000 families in 19 states had given up their kids just to get them mental health care.
Imagine if you had a kid that was suffering from an illness like leukemia. And in order to get the medical treatment that they needed, the state was saying, in order for your child to get the treatment they need, they're our kid now. And that's basically what we've been going through.
Butler has been talking to state lawmakers, like Representative Sarah LaTourette, about ways to fund care and keep families together. LaTourette was pleased that Governor Mike DeWine's budget proposed doubling aid for family and children's services, which would increase funding for multi-system youth. Kids like Andrew, whose mental health puts them at risk of entering the foster care or justice system.
My hope is that my colleagues will understand that spending this money now really helps avoid a lot of issues later. And so this isn't like if we don't spend this money on kids in foster care now that we're just going to be able to save it down the road. Down the road, it's going to lead to increased costs and perhaps a lot of bad outcomes for these kids.
Connecting families with funding is the first step, she says. But she cautions some of her fellow lawmakers who proposed ending forced relinquishment altogether.
That sounds wonderful, but the unfortunate end result of that could be that these kids really have nowhere to turn then.
For Julie Callahan, relinquishing custody was the last option for her son, Jackson. He's nonverbal autistic and would harm himself and others.
He would put his head through walls. He put his head through my car window, my glass cabinet. He's broken windows with his head. He will bring his knee up to his face. He's broken his nose from doing that.
After giving up custody of Jackson a few months ago, she says her family is in the process of healing. Her youngest son has PTSD from the violence in the home. Julie has been working to patch up the holes that Jackson left in the walls.
I'm not a very good repair person, but you can see all my holes and damage in the walls.
Right now, Jackson is in a psychiatric unit in Cincinnati, and Julie is waiting to find out what state he'll be sent to for long-term treatment. Like Mark Butler, she's been trying to change state policy so other families don't have to trade custody for care. Paige Flager, WOSU News.